Today's daf is Vav Basra, daf Ayin Beis, the last daf of the fourth parak of Masechta Vav Basra. Today's shir is sponsored by the Aryeh family, Lizecher Nishmas, Aviva Rachel Bas Emanuel, Allah Shalom, whose yard site is today. Her neshama should have an aliyah from the zechus of our learning. We thank the Aryeh very much for the sponsorship. So let us begin. We are holding at the very top of daf Ayin Beis Amir Aleph. The Gemara is really right in the middle of the sugya. We've been having this long debate about ayin yafa versus ayin ra'a. When a person sells something, do we assume that he's doing so with the spirit of generosity and including more than he's really saying? Or do we assume that he's doing it with a sense of stinginess and is including as little as possible? So we were trying to figure out where Rabbi Shimon fits in this big debate. The shita of Rabbi Shimon is appears in the Mishnah that when a person is makdish asadeh, so we had a discussion in the Mishnah, does that include if you're makdish asadeh and you say I'm being makdish the field and everything in the field, does that include even a bar, even a shovach, even a gas? So Rabbi Shimon's shita is no, it does not include those things, but you know what it does include is a charuv v'shikma, these very large trees that normally have a substantial amount of chashivos, that is included when you are makdish a field. That was the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. So we're trying to figure out what Rabbi Shimon really holds in terms of ayin ra'a and ayin yafa, how to make Rabbi Shimon fit with Rav Huna, or how we reconcile Rav Huna in light of Rabbi Shimon. Why? What did Rav Huna say? Rav Huna holds that someone who leaves out Ilanos from a sale, who sells a field and leaves out Ilanos, is also being Mishayir Karka, is also leaving out Karka from a sale. On the surface, that doesn't seem to fit with Rabbi Shimon. Why does that not seem to fit with Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon also explained himself in a brisa. Why is it that when you're makdish a field, that the charuv and the shikma are included in the hegdish? You didn't say you're being makdish the charuv and the shikma. They're independent. They're strong. They should be able to be excluded. So why is it that they're included? Well, Rabbi Shimon explained in the brisa because they're being yonek from the karka of Hegdish. Why? Why are they being yonik from the karka of Hegdish? It must be that when you're makdish the field, even though you left trees for yourself, we assume ba'ayin yafa, you were giving all the karka, you weren't keeping any of the karka for yourself. On the surface, that seems to be against Rav Huna, because Rav Huna says when you leave trees out of a transaction, you're also leaving the karka from which they're yonik out of the transaction. So it seems to be a conflict between what Rav Huna said and what Rabbi Shimon said. And in fact, on the bottom of Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Beis, we suggested that in Achinami, Rav Huna is following the sheet of the Rabbanan that a mocher is ba'ayin ra'ahu mocher, and therefore, even though I am, because I am leaving out the trees for myself, I'm also leaving out karka for myself. I'm not giving you too much. And Rabbi Shimon is assuming ba'ayin yafahu mocher, that when you're makdish a field, say, even if you're mocher, certainly when you're makdish a field, you're doing it by inyafa. So even though I initially decided I wanted to leave the trees for myself, but I'm not leaving the karka for myself. I'm giving you all of the karka. I'm giving Hegdish all of the karka. So memela, the trees are going to be yonek from Hegdish. That's where we had left it, that Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Akiva, and Rav Huna holds like the Rabbanan. So the entire Amud Aleph is going to be quoting a brisa where the brisa proves that Rabbi Shimon cannot hold like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shimon, who said that if you're makdish a sadeh, that the charav and shikma are also kadosh because they are yonik from the karka of Hegdish, does not follow Rabbi Akiva, who holds mocher ba'ayin yafa u mocher. And therefore, if he doesn't follow Rabbi Akiva, we're back to our question that how do we reconcile Rav Huna? You can't just say, oh, Rav Huna is going like the Rabban and Rabbi Shimon is going like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shimon doesn't go like Rabbi Akiva. So that's going to be a problem that's going to be that's addressed by the entire Amud Aleph, by a brisa that takes up the entire Amud Aleph and whose explanation takes up the entire Amud Aleph in terms of showing that Rabbi Shimon does not hold like Rabbi Akiva. So then the Gemara on Amud Beis is going to have a different approach to understanding Rabbi Shimon. That maybe when Rabbi Shimon was talking in our Mishnah and Rabbi Shimon says, oh, when you're makdish a field, you're are including the Charav and the Shikma, maybe he was only talking Lishitas, one person who he doesn't hold like. He was saying Lishitas Chava, maybe Enochinami. Rabbi Shimon doesn't really hold that way, and maybe through that approach we're going to be able to reconcile any problems that come up with Shitas Rabbi Shimon. Then Vaiter on Amud Beis, and later down on Amud Beis, when we figure out which rules of Pidyon to follow. There are different rules when you're poda a field from Hagdish. How do you evaluate the value of the field? You just say, okay, what's its worth on the market? So most of the time, yes. But there's a certain type of field called the Steachuza, where you have to follow certain rules of predetermined set values in terms of being poda the field. So when we're looking at a field, do we look at whether it had the status of a Steachuza at the time you were makdish it? Or do we look at whether it has the status of Steachuza at the time you are being poda it? When we want to know what the status, what rules to follow in the pidyon of that field. And then at the very end of the daf, we're going to have two cases where Rav Huna holds that a single item can have contradictory characteristics. So one of them relates to a steyachuza, so that's why we're going to mention these two things. Two items where Rav Huna holds that one thing can have, two halachos where he holds one thing can have contradictory characteristics and therefore contradictory halachos about that same item. So let us begin at the very top of Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, and again, the basics that we're working with, the building blocks that we're working with, in order to not get confused, is that Rabbi Shimon holds in the Mishnah that when you're makdish a field with kol masha betocha, yeah, you're excluding the bar, the gas, the shovach, that's not included in your akdasha, but what is included in your akdasha is the charuv and the shikma, are the very large trees. And Rabbi Shimon explained in a braisa, why are the charav and the shikma included in the akdasha? Because they are being yonik from hegdish property. And that means that when you were makdish the field, even though you were mishayir the charav and the shikma, you left the charav and the shikma out of the akdasha, you were not mishayir the karka around it. The karka around it does go to hegdish, and that's why it's going to be yonik from hegdish. Another building block, Rabbi Akiva holds mocher ba'ayin yafa mocher. The Rabbanan say no, it's ba'ayin ra. So we assumed on Amud Beis that Rabbi Shimon must hold like Rabbi Akiva, that mocher is ba'ayin yafa, and that's why when you're makdish the field, you were makdish the, even though you tried to keep the charav and the shikma for yourself, it doesn't work, because you were makdish all of the property, all of the land. So if you're makdish all of the land, keeping the trees for yourself isn't going to work, because the trees are going to be yonek from that land. And Rav Huna held that someone who's Mishayir Ilanos is also Mishayir Karka. Rav Huna holds that if you sell a property and you keep Ilanos for yourself, well then you're also keeping some Karka for yourself. You're not giving the Karka. So it seemed like Rav Huna and Rav Shimon are irreconcilable, and that's in fact what we said, that Rav Huna was following the Rabbanan and Rav Shimon was following Rabbi Akiva. So now in the top line, Frek the Gemara, Umi Matzis Mukmava Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Akiva, can we really suggest that Rabbi Shimon is following the shita of Rabbi Akiva, that someone who's makdish is doing so ba'ayin yafeh, ba'atanya, but we have a braisa that tells us as follows, hikdish shlosha ilanos, if a person is makdish three trees that are planted at the proper distance, mimata asara lebeisa'a, at the proper distance from each other, to maximize how they are yonik from the karka, meaning the amount of distance that would, al pi cheshbon, where 10 trees would grow in a field the size of a beisa'a, 50 amos by 50 amos. That's the distance between the trees, between these three trees that you have been makdish. So if a person is makdish three trees at the proper distance, hare hikdish asakarka. These trees are considered a stei ilan. They're considered a field of trees, and therefore the karka that is necessary for the yanika of those trees is also included in the hektish. And not only that, if there happen to be smaller trees in between them, that too is included in the hektish. Lefichach, since you included the karka in the hektish, kishu poda, when you go to be poda these trees from hektish, you don't have to be poda the trees for their particular value, rather, poda be zera chomer saorim. You're poda only the karka, based on the amount that the Torah says in Vayikra Perach of Zayin, the Torah tells us exactly how much to be poda estate ilan for, and that is Bezera Chomer Sa'orim, a piece of land that is ra'ui to grow a core of Sa'orim, Bechamishim Shekel Kesef, is Nifdes for 50 Shekel Kesef. So, and when you're poda that karka, the trees are also, they go along with that pidyon. It's viewed as one big stay ilanos. There is a set amount how to be poda that in the Torah. So when you are poda that karka, the trees automatically are included because of its status as a stay ilanos. Now that amount of chamishim shekel kesef to be makdish, to be poda a base kur of karka, that's assuming that you're doing it right after the yovel, that there's still 49 years until the next yovel. But as the number of years until the next yovel go down, so it goes down, the amount that you're poded for goes down by that same ratio. Meaning that's the chamishim shekel kesef, is if you're poded with a lot of years to go until the yovel. But good, but that's if you have a stay ilanos. Pachos mikan, let's say the trees are planted in a very tight spot, they are not spread out properly. O yoser alkein, or they're too spread out, they're spread out much more than the ratio of 10 trees in a base sa'a. So o sheik dishon b'zachar zeh, or maybe you weren't makdish all three trees at the same time, so it wasn't that you were makdish estei elanos, you were makdish one tree, then the other tree, then the other tree, so it doesn't become a steya ilan. So then then you have not been makdish the land nor the smaller trees that may be in between them. Since you're only makdish the trees themselves, it therefore follows leficha kashu poda poda silan as pshavyein. When you're going to be poda them, you're going to be poda the trees for what they're worth, like the din of any other agdish, that you're being poda for what it's worth. The cheshbon of chamishim shekel kesef is only by a stay achuza, but a tree without any karka, there's no din of chamishim shekel kesef. That's just your poda, whatever the tree happens to be worth. And the brisa adds velo od. Not only that if you're makdish three ilanos b'zeh achazeh, and that you're not makdish the karka, and therefore you pod the trees for what they're worth, ela afilu hikdish silanos v'chazar v'hikdish sakarka, even if you makdish the trees first and then one after the other, not at the same time, one after the other, and then you were makdish the karka. So altogether it turns out that you have been makdish what amounts to a stay ilanos. Still kshupoda podas ilanos pshavyein v'chaz poda beisar chomer sorim v'chamishim shekel kesef. When you poda the trees, since you're makdish the trees first, you have to be poda the trees for what they are worth. And then in achinabi, when you're poda the karka, you're poda the karka like it is a steyachuza for the set amount that the Torah gives for a beisar chomer sorim v'chamishim shekel kesef. So now, what's the purpose of bringing this entire brisa? It's got nothing to do with anything we've been talking about. The purpose of bringing this price is to try to demonstrate that Rabbi Shimon cannot hold like Rabbi Akiva. Now note, neither Rabbi Shimon nor Rabbi Akiva was mentioned in the Brisa. So it's going to be a little bit of work to figure out how this Brisa shows that Rabbi Shimon cannot hold like Rabbi Akiva. Again, Rabbi Akiva is one that holds that mocher ba'ayin yafa mocher. Rabbi Shimon is one that holds that when you're makdish a field, you're including everything, but not you're excluding the bar and the gas and the shavach, but you're including the charuv and the shikma because they're being yonek from the karka that belongs to Agdish. So says Gemara Mani, who could be the author of this brisa that as long as you were not makdish the three trees at the same time, that you're going to be poda b'shavyo? Meaning this brisa sounds that even the place where the trees are, no part of the karka became kadosh together with the trees. When you're makdish one tree, then another tree, then another tree, all you're being makdish is trees. Zero land, which means ba'ayin ra'ah, that when you're being makdish, you're really being makdish ba'ayin ra'ah. It's only when you're makdish three trees together, that that's assumed to go together with the karka. But if you're makdish a tree, nothing. It's ba'ayin ra'a. So who could it be assuming like? E Rabbi Akiva, if the author of this price is Rabbi Akiva, well, that doesn't shtim at all. Ha'amar mocher ba'ayin yafa mocher. Rabbi Akiva, kolshken makdish. Rabbi Akiva holds, even when you sell something, we assume that you're selling with a sense of generosity. And therefore, certainly, if you're going to be makdish something, you're going to be makdish ba'ayin yafa. And if you're makdish two trees or three, one right after the other, so l'chora, the makom ha'ilanos, the place that the trees take up, the place that the trees are yonik from, should also be included in the hakdasha. And therefore, when you're poda the trees, it shouldn't just be for the value of the trees. It should be the for the karka, for the value of the karka, and the trees should be agav the karka. You should be poda the field. So it can't be that this price follows Rabbi Akiva. Okay, so let's go with the other side. The other possibility is the Rabbanan, who hold that someone who's mocher is ba'ayin ra'u mocher. Well, the Rabbanan, if it's going to assume like the Rabbanan, who hold that when someone sells something, he's doing so ba'ayin ra'a, but ha'amri, the Rabbanan hold, mocher u de ba'ayin ra'u mocher, aval makdish ba'ayin yafa makdish. Yes, it's true the Rabbanan hold that a mocher is being mocher ba'ayin ra'a, but when you're makdish, you're makdish ba'ayin yafa. Even the Rabbanan agree that when someone is being makdish something, he's doing so with generosity. So, even according to the Rabbanan, the land in between the trees should become kadosh. So who could the author of the Braisa be that says that when you're makdish one tree, then another, that only the trees are kadosh and no land whatsoever? El Pshita, Rabbi Shimon, it must be that it's going like Rabbi Shimon. Why? Because Rabbi Shimon is the one that said that Hektish and Mechira are the same. Because in our Mishnah, in Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph, when it comes to being Mocher or Makdish a field, Rabbi Shimon says that it doesn't make a difference whether you were Mocher or Makdish, the Bor, the Gas, the Shovach, none of them are included. So you see, Rabbi Shimon equates a Mechira with a Hakdasha. So over here he's coming to tell us that someone who's Makdish Shnei Ilanos is not being Makdish the Karka with them. And so what's he assuming? Is he assuming Ba'in Yafa, Ba'in Ra'ohu Mocher? Ah, Rabbi Shimon Ali B'deman. Who's Rabbi Shimon going like? I Ali B'Rabbi Kiva. What, he's going like Rabbi Akiva? That can't be. If you're going like Rabbi Akiva, then he would say that everything's included. Of course you're including karka, because everything is ba'in yafer. You're always being generous. So ella pshita alib drabanan. Obviously, Rabbi Shimon is going like the shita of the Rabbanan, that when a person is mocher in general, it's ba'in ra'a. But the Rabbanan themselves would hold that, yeah, that's true of being mocher. The Rabbanan themselves would say, but if you're being makdish, makdish is ba'in yafa, makdish is with generosity. Comes Rabbi Shimon, a third shita of a kasava Rabbi Shimon, ki heichi de mocher ba'ayin ra'a mocher, makdish nami ba'ayin ra'a makdish. That just like a mocher is ba'ayin ra'a, I hold even more extreme position than the Rabbanan. Makdish is also ba'ayin ra'a. Even when a person is giving to hekdish, he's not doing so with a spirit of generosity. Umishayir ara. So when he's makdish, two trees, he's leaving some karka for himself. Even the karka that's directly underneath the trees are not included in his hektish. The Rashbam leaves out the words umashayir ara, because it seems from there that the Gemara is trying to ask a stira in Rabbi Shimon himself, because Oviri says that makdish ba'in ra, and he's leaving some karka for himself, whereas previously he said that makdish ba'in yafa, but that's not really what the Gemara means to say. What the Gemara means to say is that the Gemara is going to ask velakasha very soon. We'll see in the very next words. But right now, what we have proven from this brisa, and the reason we have this entire Amud Aleph, is because of this brisa, to show that we cannot accept the answer that we gave at the end of yesterday's daf. We had a statement that Rav Huna had made, where Rav Huna had said that someone who leaves trees out of a sale is also leaving karka out of that sale. So we said Rabbi Shimon holds that a charav or for a shikma are yonik from karka of hegdish, meaning when you are makdish a field, so even though you're trying to leave yourself the trees, you're trying to leave the trees out of that akdasha, still all the land goes into the akdasha, and mimela the trees are being yonik from karka of hegdish. So we try to suggest, oh, that Rabbi Shimon must be following Rabbi Akiva, that a mocher is ba'ayin yafa, and therefore when you gave this land to hegdish, you were giving all the land to hegdish, and even though you were leaving the trees for yourself, every ounce of land, every last inch of land belongs to hegdish. And Rav Huna, who said that when a person leaves trees out of a sale, he's also leaving some land for himself, holds like the Rabban and the Ba'in Ra. So we have just blown that up. It can't be that Rabbi Shimon follows Rabbi Akiva, because here we have a brisa that can only have been authored by Rabbi Shimon, and you see that not only does he not hold Mocher Ba'in Yafa Mocher, he holds that even Makdish is Ba'in Ra Makdish, an even more extreme position than the Rabbanan hold. That everything is ba'ayin ra, mocher is ba'ayin ra, makdish is ba'ayin ra. But we're not done asking on Rabbi Shimon. There's another problem within the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. Ve'ela kasha, hol v'yonkin, mistei hagdish. We have an additional kasha on Rabbi Shimon. A stira within Rabbi Shimon himself. Because over here in this brisa, once we say that this brisa was authored by Rabbi Shimon, in this brisa, it says that if a person is makdish two trees or three trees, one after the other, he's not makdish the karka that's underneath them, that's between them at all. Why? Ba'ayin ra makdish. Everything is ba'ayin ra. He's only being makdish the bare minimum, none of the land at all. But the brisa nayin alfam beis, Rabbi Shimon was very clear that a person is mechshayir charav and shikma for himself. They're kadosh. Why are they kadosh? Hold the yonkin mistei hagdish, because the entire field belongs to hagdish. He left nothing for himself when he was makdish a field and tried to keep the charav and shikma for himself. Everything went to Hagdish. Every inch of that field went to Hagdish. Sounds very much like an Ayin Yafa. So forget about the fact that Rabbi Shimon can't be going like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shimon's a stira mina yubei. He can't even be going like himself. Over here in this Brisa, if he's the author of the Brisa, he's taking an extreme Ayin Ra'a position. But previously he had taken a pretty extreme Ayin Yafa position, that when you're being Matish and you leave Charav Shikma for yourself, you're not leaving any land for yourself. You're giving it all to Hagdish, and Memele the Charav and Shikma are also going to belong to Hagdish. So how can we reconcile the Shita of Rabbi Shimon Mineu Bey, and how can we reconcile what we said yesterday, that Rabbi Shimon with the Shita of Rav Huna? So says Gemara, we can reconcile both in one fell swoop. We'll take care of both of them. Ella Rabbi Shimon l'dereim d'rabban kamalu. Very simply, when Rabbi Shimon had said in the Brisa yesterday that if a person is makdish a field and tries to leave the charav and shikma for himself, that the charav and shikma are going to belong to Hagdish also, because every inch of that land belongs to Hagdish, he doesn't really hold that. That idea that he's giving it all, ba'ayin yafa, that it's all, every inch of that land belongs to Hagdish, that's not him. That's the Devarim to Rabbanan Karmelu. He's saying that within the sheet of the Rabbanan, and what he's really trying to say is as follows. Lididi, if you were to ask me what the story is, I hold, like we just said in the Brisa on Amud Aleph, an extreme Ayin Ra'a position. That I'm giving as the guy is not only when he sells something it's Ayin Ra'a, even when he's makdish is by Ayin Ra'a. He's giving as little as possible. L'divrei d'rabbanakum, l'didi, kiechi d'mocher ba'ayin ra'a mocher, makdish nami, ba'ayin ra'a makdish. I personally hold that just like someone who's mocher is doing so ba'ayin ra'a, someone who's makdish also ba'ayin ra'a. And therefore, v'shiyurei mishayar, even with what he's been makdish, he's leaving something for himself. Whatever the trees need, he's leaving for himself. So I would hold, if you were to ask me personally, says Rabbi Shimon, that if a guy is makdish a field and he leaves a charav and shikma for himself, mimela he's also leaving the land that the charav and shikma need to be yonik from for himself. And that fits beautifully with the Shita of Rav Huna. The Rav Huna said that someone who sells a land and keeps trees for himself has also kept the land that those trees are yonik from for himself. Lididhu, but according to you, Rabbanan, who say that someone who's makdish is ba'ayin yafa makdish,
Odu li mia, at least admit to me, the lo hikta shalacharav amorka visadin ashikma, at least admit to me that you know, it doesn't include the bar, the gas, the shovach. All it's going to include is the charav amorka visadin ashikma. I mean, what he's trying to suggest is, I understand you want to say makdish is ba'ayin yafa, but you know, there's ayin yafa and then there's ayin yafa. There are levels of ayin yafa. How much are you giving away? When you're makdish a field, okay, some generosity. You're going to include certain trees, the charuv, the shikwa, okay, I get that. But also the bar, also the gas, also the shovach. That seems like a bit much, because that was the shita of the Tanakam in the Mishnah. Remember, the whole idea of the Mishnah was that when you sell a field and you say kol mashe betocha, but it doesn't include the bar, the gas, and the shovach. But the Rabbanon wanted to suggest, yeah, that's by selling. But when you're makdish a field, then you're including the bar, the gas, and the shovach. So that's what Rabbi Shimon says. That's crazy. How much of an ayin yafa is there going to be already? I understand there's an ayin yafa that when you're makdish a field, you want to say that you're including the trees, the charav and the shikma. Okay, but to include the bar, the gas, and the shovach, that's too much. Va'armi le Rabbanon loshna, and the Rabbanon say, no, we hold that, you know, ayin yafa to the extreme. What does it mean to the extreme? It's true, we hold that when you're selling a field, there's an ayin ra'a. But when you're makdish a field, it's an ayin yafa, and it's an unreserved ayin yafa. It's an ayin yafa that includes everything when you're makdish a field. So that's the whole conversation that's happening. Now we have no problems with Rabbi Shimon at all, because we could explain that the Rav Huna the same way we wanted to explain him originally. That when Rav Huna says that a person who sells karka and leaves two trees for himself, he's leaving karka that's underneath them as well, that fits even according to Rabbi Akiva. Because now we're explaining that Rabbi Shimon himself holds that a makdish is ba'ein ra'a makdish, and he leaves karka for himself. The charav and the shikmar are not yonek from a field of hegdish, because he's leaving the karka for himself. So we don't have to say that Rabbi Shimon's following Rabbi Akiva and Rav Huna's following the Rabbanan. We don't have to lock ourselves into that position, because Rabbi Shimon is in fact not following Rabbi Akiva. So now the Gemara is going to go back and ask on what we said in the Braisa previously, that about Pidyon Hegdish, meaning the whole Braisa on Amud Aleph, was we said following the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. So says the Gemara, okay, B'mayu Kimtala, the din in the Reisha of the Braisa, that if a person is makdish two trees or three trees, one after the other, that he is not makdish any karka with that. So how did we say? Rabbi Shimon. We said that must be going like Rabbi Shimon, who holds the extreme ayin ra'a position, that when you're being makdish trees, that's all you're being makdish. You're not being makdish any karka along with it. Does that really fit with the rest of the Braisa, though? Ema Seifa, if you look weiter in that very same Braisa, it says, V'lo od, ela afilu hikdish es ha'ilanos, v'chazar v'hikdish es ha'karka. Even if you're makdish three trees, and then you go back and you're makdish the karka after it, kishu poda, when you go to redeem that from hegdish, Podes ilanos b'shaviyehen. You first have to be poded the trees for their exact worth. The chazer poded beis aruchom asarim b'chamishim shekel kesef, and then you're poded the karka based on the cheshbon that the Torah gives us of a beis aruchom asarim for 50 shekel kesef. Because since the trees and the karka were not hukdash simultaneously, it's as if you have two separate ekdeshos that you need to be poded. First the trees, and then the karka. V'i Rabbi Shimon, but if you're going to say that this braisa follows Rabbi Shimon, why should it be considered two separate ekdeshos? Lezel basar pidyon. We're going to show that Rabbi Shimon in general, when he looks at being poda something, he doesn't look at what its status was at the time you were makdish it, he looks at what its status is at the time that you're being poda it. Now, at the time you're being poda this over here, in this case in the Braisa, you have a land that has trees that are planted at the right distance from each other, that it should be considered one big stei ilanos, and therefore it should follow the normal rules of being poda a stei ilanos, being poda stei achuz of stei ilanos. That's it. It should not be two separate pidyonos. The only reason to consider it two separate pidyonos and to have to be poda the trees first and then the land separately is because because you're not looking at it right now. You're not looking at it b'shas pidyon. You're looking at it b'shas ahegdish. You're looking at what it was at the time that you're being makdish it. Oh, first I was makdish the trees, then I was makdish the land. But we're going to show that Rabbi Shimon holds you're not supposed to look at the shas hegdish. You're always supposed to look at the shas pidyon. So therefore, v'nifriku agavarayu, the trees should automatically become niftes when you're being poda the karka. Because we're about to prove that Rabbi Shimon holds that you look at the shas pidyon. So the Gemara is pointing out a technical problem. We said that the Braisa on Amud Aleph has to be going like Rabbi Shimon because it can't be going like Rabbi Akiva holds Ayin Yafa. It can't be going like the Rabbanim who say Ayin Ra on a Mechira but Ayin Yafa on a Hegdish. It's got to be going like Rabbi Shimon that Ayin Ra even by Hegdish. Yeah, but the Seifa of the Braisa contradicts a different shita of Rabbi Shimon. The shita of Rabbi Shimon that when you're being poda afield, always look at the status at the shas pidyon, not at the status of the shas hakdasha. So we're going to be stuck. Who the Braisa could be going like? Now, where do we ever find that Rabbi Shimon says you look at the status at the shas pidyon and not at the status at the shas hakdasha? D'tanya, we have a Braisa that discusses Hektish of a stay achuza, a field that you yarshin. The halacha is that a stay achuza is niftes with that cheshbon of beis zara chomer sorim b'chamishim shekel kesef. A stay mikna is different. What's a stay mikna? Not a field that you yarshin, a field that you purchased. The field that you purchased, if you're makdish it, you're pod it for its value, for whatever it's worth. You don't do any special cheshbon that the Torah gives. So what if it's something has characteristics of a stay mikna or stay achuz? What does it mean? You know that your parents own something that you really want. You know, you're eyeing it, and you see that your siblings might yarshin it with you. So you jump the gun a little bit. You buy it from them while they're still alive. I have this dream of buying my parents' apartment in Yerushalayim. So you buy it from them while they're still alive, right? So Titania, minayin lokech sadame aviv v'yikdisha. How do you know that if a person buys a field from his father and then he's makdish the field that he had purchased from his own father, v'achar kach meis aviv, and then his father dies and he yarshins it anyway? You know, we're talking about where he doesn't have any siblings. He yarshins the whole thing anyway. He just wanted it early, so he yarshins the whole thing anyway. Minayin shetei lefanav k'stei achuza. How do I know that you should treat it like a stei achuza, and that way you're pulled it, you follow stei achuza rules, zeru chomer sorim b'chamishim shekel kesef, not its value? Tamalomar, because the pasuk says vim estei miknaso asher lo mistei achuza so. Yakdish is the next word in the pasuk. So we darshin sada she'in ru'uya liostei achuza, that only a sada that could not be a stei achuza, only then are you poded at its actual value. Yatzazu she ru'uya liostei achuza. But this field, even though you bought it and you were makdish it after having bought it, since ultimately you were going to yarshin it anyway, it follows stei achuza rules. Div Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. That's Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon's opinion. Critically for us, that's Rabbi Shimon's opinion. Rav Meir says, no, that's not what the pasuk teaches us. What the pasuk teaches is the following, much less extreme. Minayin lokech sadame aviv umeis aviv achar kach higdish. No, the pasuk is teaching us a case where, yeah, you bought the fields from your father, but you weren't makdish it right then. The father died. Yarshin did anyway. Then you were makdish it. Okay, when you initially got the field, it was through a purchase. It wasn't through a Yerusha. But by the time you were makdish it, you had already yarshin did anyway. So that's what we're saying. Minayin shetei lefanav k'stei achuza. How do I know that that has the status of a stei achuza? Tam lo v'mevim stei miknasa asher lo mistei achuza. So, sada she'ina stei achuza, yatzazu she'i stei achuza. This is already a stei achuza, and therefore, by the time you're makdish it, and is therefore treated as a stei achuza. Apparently, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, and again, critically for us, Rabbi Shimon holds that if the father already died by the time you're makdish it, I don't need a pasuk to tell me that it's a stei achuza. Of course, it's stei achuza. By the time you're makdish it, the father already died. Now, when do you need a pasuk? You need a pasuk if you were makdish, if the son was makdish while the father was alive, and then meis aviv, and then the father died. That's where the pasuk is teaching me a chiddush, that if the son was makdish before his father died, it's still considered a stei achuza. So minalu, how do they know that if you're makdish before the father dies, that it's still considered a stei achuza? Imei haikra, if it's purely from the pasuk, emel chter meiru dasa. How do they know that the pasuk is talking about that? Maybe the pasuk is talking about what Rav Meir said, that you were makta shit after the father died. Elalav mishum da azli basar pidyon. Ah, there it is. It must be that Rabbi Shimon is working with the assumption that you always look at the time of pidyon, and when you're being poded this field, you're being poded it after it had already become a steachuza. So now we see that according to this price, Rabbi Shimon holds we look at the shas pidyon. So now we're back to the question: how could we say that the price on Amud Aleph follows Rabbi Shimon? The end of that price says that if you're makdish three trees one after the other, and then you're makdish the karka, you need to be pulled to the trees separate from the karka. Rabbi Shimon should say, no, look at the shas pidyon. It's trees, it's karka, it's all together. It's one big steilanos. So be pulled it like a steilan. So the Gemara says, not necessarily a great raya from the Brisa, that Rabbi Shimon follows the shas pidyon. No, maybe really Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon do not follow the shas pidyon. Why is it that they treat this like a steyachuza, the field that you were makdish while the father was still alive, and then the father died? You know why they treat it like a steyachuza? Because they have a pasuk that tells them to treat it like that, not because of a principle that they always follow, that you're supposed to follow shas pidyon. No, they had a pasuk. Im Kain, because if all the pasuk were teaching me what Rav Meir said, that when you're makdish after the father died, that it's a stei achuza, well then lichtov krav im estei miknaso asher lo achuza so. Let the pasuk phrase it that way. Inami stei achuza so. My asher lo mi stei achuza so. Why does the pasuk use such a strange formulation? Asher lo mi stei achuza so. Mi stei sounds part of the field. So what we're darshaning is, from the words misteachuza, so the only time something's going to have the status of a stei mikna is if it's not even ra'ui to be a stei achuza. But something that's ra'ui to be a stei achuza will not have the status of a stei mikna. Good, period. That's the end of that sugya. Now we're going to go tell us two halachos of Rav Huna that identify a single item that has contradictory characteristics, one of which is related to our sugya. Amar Rav Huna, charav amorka v'sadin hashikma, these large trees, toras ilan alav v'toras karka alav, they have a din of a tree, but they also have a din of their own independent karka. Taras ilan alav, in what sense are they like a tree? Dehecha da akdish zabin shnei ilanos vehai. If a person is makdish or sells two regular trees plus one of these massive trees along with it, yesh lo karka. The guy who buys it gets the karka along with it, just like buying any other three trees. That charav and shikma are no less chashuv than other trees. So if by buying three regular trees, you'd get the karka along with it. If one of them is a charav and shikma, you also get the karka along with it. Taras karka alav. In what way are these trees like karka? That they're not sold together with the field. When you sell a field, these are excluded from the sale because they're too chashuv to be included in the sale. So they have these contradictory characteristics. Rav Huna says also, Omer, a pile of a bundle of grain, sheishbo sasayim, that has two sa'as of grain in it. Taras Omer alav, and Taras Gadish alav is considered a bundle, and it's also considered a pile. Taras Omer alav, Dishnei Omrim, Shicha. It's considered an Omer that if you forget two of them, that's considered Shicha. That goes to Aniyim. You're not allowed to go back and take it. You have to leave it for the Aniyim. Shnayim, Vihu, and also if you forget two other Omrim, and this big Omer that's the size of Sasayim, Einan Shikha. It's not considered Shikha. It's like forgetting three Omrim, which the halach is. If you forget three Omrim in the field, that's not Shikha. But in a certain sense, it's not just an Omer, it's also Taras Gadish Alav, Ditnan, because the Mishnah says in the 7th Parakapeya, Omer Sheishbo Sasayim Shchacho Ein Shikha. If you forget an Omer itself that is Sasayim, that has the din of a Gadish, that's not considered Shikha. So it doesn't have a din of shikha. Good, period. Those are the two contradictory things. Amar Rabba Bar Rechana, Amar Eish Lakish. Going back to our discussion of a charav and a sadan, charav amork of a sadan hashikma. If you include those in the hegdish of a field, those big trees, Banan machloks from Menachem Rabbi Yossi v'Rabbanan. It's a machloks from Menachem Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan hold that they're kadosh along with the field, because the Rabbanan hold that it's true when you sell, it's ba'in ra'u mocher, but when you're makdish, it's ba'in yafa, like we had previously said. Whereas Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Yossi holds no, he holds an extreme ayin ra'a position. Just like when you're mocher, it's ba'in ra'a, when you're makdish, it's also ba'in ra'a. So says the Gemara, wait a second, we know that opinion. That's not Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Yossi. We said that's the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. So v'lema machlokas Rabbi Shimon v'Rabbanan. Why would you say this is a Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Yossi arguing on the Rabbanan? Why don't you just say that's the same machlokas as the machlokas Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan? So says Mar, yeah, that's exactly the point. Hakamash Malan, the Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Yossi to Rabbi Shimon Svirile. It's teaching us exactly that, that Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Yossi follows the shita of Rabbi Shimon. Hadron Alachamachras Bais Bez Hashem. Tomorrow we'll pick up Daf Ayin Gimel, the next parak, the fifth parak of Masechta Baba Basra.